Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Across the American Redoubt and outside the wire in occupied territory. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and my name is your name too. If you are also a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, it is a beautiful fall weekend, isn't it? I love fall. This is my favorite, absolute favorite time of year. And I'm enjoying it. The hunting season, the warm fire, the leaves are getting ready to change or changing. This is just a good thing. I love being in the American Redoubt this time of year. Well, any time of year. But, you know, what an amazing week we have seen unfold before our eyes. I specifically want to talk about something last Saturday during the show. Little did we know that the largest mass murder was being planned and within 24 hours would be carried out. What we've seen in our own country. Now, there's a lot of speculation about why, the motives. Oh, this is, he's Antifa. He's related to Antifa. Antifa was taking credit on some of their websites or social media sites. The anti-fascists, as they call themselves, the communist revolutionaries were taking credit, many of them, saying our brothers carried out this attack against Trump supporters, against country music, which of course represents the privileged white. The conservative, the Christian, the Trump supporters who deserve to die. This is the mindset of these twisted people. They're really incredible. But then also ISIS very quickly took credit. And stating that the shooter, Stephen Paddock, had very recently, within the last 6 months, converted to Islam. Has a Filipino girlfriend. Is that related or not? He wired $100,000 to the Philippines a week prior to this. Is he supporting Abu Sayyaf? We don't know. Follow the money trail. Be very interesting to follow that money to see where it went after it got into the Philippines. And all that is being explored. There's also a lot of things that are being suppressed. There are a lot of unanswered questions. There are things that are not adding up. Now, I typically shy away from conspiracy theorists, you know, CIA, secret op, trying to get this guy to carry out an attack so they can enforce gun laws or what have you. It doesn't look... Our world is becoming so increasingly evil. They don't have to stage a mass shooting. All they have to wait is for the natural course to play out and just be ready to seize the crisis when it occurs all on its own, just because of how evil the world is, how evil the world is becoming. So I want to talk about this. Nailed the crowds. And what I've been saying, stay away from the crowds. Go armed everywhere. But here, do you really expect in a crowd of tens of thousands of people, well, that you're going to even be able to be armed? Of course not. Are you going to stop going to concerts? Well, for some people, maybe. But there is also something to be said about stopping living and letting the adversaries win. But then you take calculated risks. I would care. First of all, I have no interest in going to Vegas for any type of look. They'll come to somewhere in the American Redoubt, the Gorge, the Spokane, not the Coliseum anymore. Basically any of the venues where you can go and see events. But now we're seeing Islamic extremists in Europe targeting events, concerts. We've had at least two concerts in Europe attacked by Islamic extremists. It's getting increasingly dangerous. This is not a situation where I think one could reasonably say stay away from the crowds. This is not a hostile crowd. It's a concert of revelers and mostly conservative country music. And by the way, the anti-fascists, the communist revolutionaries, this week have been saying it serves them right. They're all Trump supporters. Country and Western music is the music of Trump-supporting conservative Christian people. And one lady at CBS News was let go after saying she does not feel bad about any of the people being shot. What was her name? CBS fires vice president who said Vegas victims didn't deserve sympathy because country music fans often are Republican. How heartless. This is repulsive that we've reached this point. These hardcore leftists have pushed an anti-God agenda all in the name of tolerance. Well, they've shown themselves to be the absolute least tolerant of any of the members of our society. So let's take a look at a couple of these articles that do leave some. I don't jump on the conspiracy theory bandwagon. This is some type of CIA operative to take over mind control of somebody and kill all these people, and so they can have a reason to implement gun control laws. Okay, I'm going to scrutinize all information that would point toward that. It defies logic. But, of course, spiritual warfare defies logic as well. We're dealing with some evil forces. And now, just like 9/11, there are questions that need to be answered that are not being answered. There are questions surrounding this shooting situation that are not being addressed. They're not being answered. And in some cases, the questions aren't being asked, much less answered. But I want to take a look at some articles, some great articles that I've read this weekend. One was passed along to me in a group that I belong to, some conservative leadership groups. Some might say consultants or leadership, elected officials, influential members in the Patriot community. Many of us all are in correspondence with each other on a regular basis, sharing information, news, intelligence, analysis, and are each other's thoughts and offering support and just basically staying in contact with one another, developing those relationships. Well, here's one that was sent on a posting of a chat group that I'm in. And this was from a friend of his, and he posts in here, if you believe this, you also believe Oswald shot JFK. A retired, now listen to this, and tell me if there aren't some questions that aren't being answered adequately. A retired 64-year-old multimillionaire, talking about the shooter from last Sunday in Las Vegas. He's a retired 64-year-old multimillionaire who spends his days traveling to Vegas and Dubai with his Asian sex toy and gambling, lives in a $500,000 house, is a pilot who owns two airplanes, hunts big game in Alaska. How he decides to commit a mass shooting at a country and western concert and then commit suicide when the cops arrive. He has no military experience. He manages to exquisitely plan his attack. He books two connecting rooms that offer multiple firing positions, overlooking the concert months in advance, while his Asian girlfriend just happens to book a trip to the Philippines at the same time. He books the room in his girlfriend's name, his Filipino girlfriend's name, so his name as a big-time gambler won't trigger the casino's computer and give him comps and draw attention to him. He acquires automatic weapons somehow and knows enough to put tripods and optics on them. Now, I have not seen any tripods. I've seen bipods, but I've not seen any tripods. Anyway, he moves it all up to the hotel room 3 days in advance, keeps it hidden from housekeeping, brings a tool to smash the windows instead of shooting through them. He does enough recon on site to realize they close all of the entrances to the concert area, all of them but one, at 10 p.m. So he starts shooting just after 10 p.m. So people have fewer exits to escape through. Now, he even thinks of perimeter security and sets up GoPros connected to a tablet so he can watch the police to arrive. He thinks of everything. Then he starts shooting. At that point, despite such detailed planning, he starts to mess everything up. He sustains fire until the drum is empty instead of firing controlled bursts, degrading the effectiveness of his fire. He only has one drum, and then he has to switch to 30-round magazines. That means more time reloading and less time shooting. His room is too high up, which increases the distance to the target and makes firing more plunging fire than grazing and degrading its effectiveness. He doesn't know how to use an automatic weapon. He doesn't know the first thing about that. How can someone who knows nothing about something so fundamental be able to plan the rest of the operation in such precise detail? Something isn't right. Who is the professional who planned it for him? How did they get this guy with no criminal record and a life full of wealth, sex, adventure, etc., to do something like this? Is this the government's way of enforcing strict gun laws? I find this whole situation to be a bit bizarre, to say the least. That was copied over from a friend of one of the individuals in this Patriot Leader discussion group that I'm in. Lots of things to think about. There are some things that are not adding up. Here's something else that they're not talking about, and why is beyond me. I did not lose my mind. I am not stupid. I did not make things up. I have seen three independent videos, one shot by a taxi driver, and the other two, I don't know who they are. Three people who don't even know each other, completely different angles, filming the front of the hotel during the gunfire, and I'm seeing muzzle flash from the fourth floor. On top of that, there are scanner reports of the police discussing a shooter on the fourth floor, which corroborates, well, all these three videos and the audio from the police talking about a shooter on the fourth floor. I saw it with my own eyes on three separate videos, muzzle flash from full auto weapons fire, and heard the sound of it from the fourth floor. And that is not being discussed. They found the so-called shooter dead on the 32nd floor, where the two windows were busted out and where the bulk of the fire was coming from, shooting down into the crowd. Why is nobody discussing this? And they're still saying the shooter, singular. A shooter. They find him dead. Was he killed before? Was he killed by someone else? All of this stuff is just speculation. This is stuff up in the air because we don't have access to the hotel surveillance to see who came and went from his room. But there is no discussion at all about the fourth floor shooter. It's like it didn't even exist. And I don't understand it. It's just like with Timothy McVeigh in the Oklahoma City bombing. There is a picture of him, Timothy McVeigh, getting out of this truck prior to the explosion with an Arabic-looking male, and that is never brought up. It's never mentioned. Nobody's asking the question. I've seen the footage. I've seen the surveillance footage from the video from a store across the street from where Timothy McVeigh parked his truck, and he parks and gets out, and an Arabic-looking male also gets out, and they walk off camera. And there was no mention of him. There's no mention here in this situation about a shooting. So, about a shooter on the fourth floor, as if it didn't even exist. It's on YouTube. So why are these questions not being asked? And why, when people do ask them, are they being ignored? Why would a multimillionaire who has this type of a lifestyle do something this suicidal? Well, there are some people that have speculated about why that would be. There's an article over here at the economiccollapseblog.com. Michael Snyder actually runs that blog, and we're going to be interviewing him here in the next week to week and a half. He's actually running for Congress in Idaho. Extremely conservative Christian. He's been running the Economic Collapse blog for quite some time, and I've followed him for several years. It's one of the blogs that I follow. And I didn't even know until, a year and a half ago that he's actually kind of one of my neighbors. He just doesn't live too far away in the American Redoubt. And we know of each other. We've just never linked up, shaken hands, and actually spent time together. But we're going to be doing that. I'm going to be interviewing him. But he runs this blog, and he's got an article, Did Las Vegas Shooter Stephen Paddock, and we shouldn't even name his name. Let's change him to a number. Mass murderer, cold-blooded murderer number 718. Did he believe that he was justified in shooting conservatives because they, quote, deserve to die? Huh. Okay. Forensic psychiatrist Dr. Michael Wellner is convinced that Las Vegas shooter, number 718, believed that the people that he was shooting deserve to die. This is a forensic psychiatrist. As detailed in a previous article that Michael Snyder wrote, the massacre in Las Vegas was an operation that was planned well in advance. Cold-blooded murderer number 718 and anyone that was helping him specifically chose a country music festival as the target. And it is probably safe to assume that there was a reason for that choice. If someone decided to go start shooting at a black church, it would probably be safe to assume the individual is likely a racist. Or if someone decided to shoot up a Jewish synagogue, it would probably be safe to assume that person is anti-Semitic. So, why would someone want to gun down hundreds of people at a country music festival? Well, it could be motivated by a great hatred for country music. He hates these cans. Stay away from the cans. No, that's a movie, The Jerk. But more likely, it's because the large numbers of conservatives, Christians, and Trump supporters would be there. Yes, it's possible that Paddock decided, cold-blooded murderer number 718, decided to commit mass homicide simply to make a name for himself. But as Dr. Wellner pointed out during an interview with Fox and Friends, that's usually something that only young men do. That's very interesting. And that's consistent with what I know about these types of shootings. It is interesting. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Wellner explained that the massacre was a stranger mass homicide, which means that it was motivated either by a political or personal cause, or because the shooter wanted to gain notoriety, such as with the Aurora shooter James Holmes, a case that Wellner worked on. He said, here's the thing. Shooting for notoriety's sake and nothing more is a young man's crime, and this is a 64-year-old with no dramatic mental illness. Well, he's demonic. He's demon-possessed, as far as I'm concerned. But that's what Wellner said. No dramatic mental illness. Equating cold-blooded murderer 718 with James Hodgkinson, who attempted to massacre Republican lawmakers, which would have mandated special elections to replace them. So we'll have to replace James Hodgkinson with the cold-blooded mass murderer number 714. We'll just give him numbers. Instead, it's almost certain that cold-blooded murderer number 718 in Las Vegas was motivated by some sort of ideology, according to Dr. Wellner. This ideology made Paddock feel as though gunning down all those innocent people was the right thing to do. So his mindset is that they deserve to die. So he asked, you know, what do country music fans and country music artists represent? He said, it's Americana. It could be guns. He's smart enough to know what this would instigate. But it is very interesting. And now we have Antifa saying these country and Western people, listeners, deserve to die because they're mostly Christian, conservative, Trump-supporting Republicans. So his analysis is actually consistent with the narrative that we're hearing from the communist revolutionaries, isn't it? This is pretty amazing. Now, Antifa, let's talk about them real quick. I've got an article here from the Conservative Daily Post. There's six supposedly Antifa fighters, communist revolutionaries, holding AK-47s with shemags over their faces and or bandanas, camouflage clothing, a couple of them sitting at a desk like they're reading some type of, who knows, demands or manifesto or something. Number of different flags, communist revolutionary type flags behind them, anarchist flags. And oh my gosh, there's a black and red flag that looks just like a Lemnadian flag. Oh, most of you wouldn't understand what I mean by that. Some of you do know what I'm talking about. You know what the Lemnadian flag looks like? Well, this just looks like the Lemnadian communist flag. Where did they get that? There's a red communist star. Well, it seems the Antifa groups won't be happy until they slash and burn everything in sight. They've now decided on a new target, the American law enforcement community. Antifa is now calling for violence. Fighting fascism is a social duty, they say. They got their fist on this flag, a fist punching a Nazi symbol. And they're saying fighting fascism is a social duty, not an antisocial crime. What's interesting is the Nazis were not fascists. The Italians were fascists. The Nazis were socialists. Still equally worthless and worth resisting as far as I'm concerned. But these communist revolutionary leftists have misplaced their adversary. To them, conservative, Christian, country and Western listening, Republican, Trump supporting, gun owning, four-wheel drive driving, conservative, all-American people with traditional values like, you know, one man marries one woman and that's normal. People who think like that deserve to be crushed and shot. And the agents of those conservatives, the police, also deserve to be shot, according to the communist revolutionaries. It's also interesting to note that during that concert, a huge number of police officers off duty were attending that concert as well with their families. Many police officers were shot. Many of them were killed. And their spouses and friends were also gunned down. And this is what I'm seeing on these police officer fraternity, police officer emails that are putting out. keep these people in your thoughts. Keep them in your thoughts. There's no pray for them. Let me tell you something. Keeping them in your thoughts is not going to save them. In fact, praying for them is not going to save them. Let me just be straight up with you people. We're going to see more of this, and it's going to get more intense. It's going to get more disgusting and vile. This is spiritual war manifesting itself in the physical side of things. We better get on our knees as a nation and repent. That's the only way you're going to stop these things and stand up against evil and fight it and crush it and destroy it and stop playing patty cakes with it. Stop being politically correct. Call communist revolutionaries what they are and start hunting them down. Islamic jihadists and communist revolutionaries need to be purged from our culture. And we need to be dropping to our knees and repenting and turning back to God. That's what's going to stop this. Not having them in our thoughts. Not even having them in our prayers. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a blessed week. Be safe. Go armed everywhere. Be prepared to defend life, liberty, and property. I want to thank our sponsor for this half hour, Riverfront Suites. Go to riverfrontsuites.com. Beautiful. 7 fully furnished suites right on the St. Joe River in beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho. If you're in the area looking for a place to relocate to, in the American Redoubt, or if you just want to get away for a weekend, go and check out riverfrontsuites.com. Anyway, you have a blessed week to come. I am John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too, if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. And I have an announcement for tomorrow night. We will not be doing a podcast tomorrow night because I forgot. I am taking a course this weekend that has me tied up all weekend, including Sunday. It's very unique. I'm going to make up for it next weekend. We'll be back on track here at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com for our weekly podcast. God bless everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Out.